I like it.
Really?
Who we got?
This is the very famous Clyde and the Mill Tailors. I'm sure you've got all their albums.
I have every one.
I knew you did.
I follow them.
Good.
Let's go to some of the texters right away. Salvation Army. Great one. Right? And it does seem like we hear every year leading up to Christmas that they're behind. They have been a part of our lives forever, right? Doesn't it seem like?
Yeah, they've always been there.
Yeah.
The kettle is always there on the holiday season.
And by the way, the kettle's always there all year. We just don't see it. So good on folks and how they help out so many individuals. DAV.
Yep.
We talk about DAV on this station, on this show, often.
One of our charity partners.
Disabled American Veterans, yeah. That is a reminder, too, if you're interested in the WCCO radio album. By the way, I gave Drush's WCCO radio album away. He put it in my car along with his chocolate. I gave away the album and the chocolate.
I hope it was something who is deserving of both.
Absolutely. I thought he could find a way maybe to get another album.
Hmm.
You know?
He's resourceful.
Yeah, it was in my car for 4 days. If something's in your car for 4 days, is it yours?
Well, it depends. Did he make it an effort to get it back and you just said no?
I think I told him at some point. I don't remember if it was in the four-day window.
If he didn't work to get it back within those 4 days, I think you're fine to get rid of it however you see fit.
The Jack Jablonski Foundation. Absolutely.
Sure.
What continues to happen in this country regarding progress with paralysis is pretty stunning. Just with Jack on his own. But think about Jack's story. Just as a teenager, playing a game. And what his prognosis was at first. And the life he has lived. And the progress he has made. And again, that could be any one of us for so many of these causes, right? So, bravo for highlighting that one. Every meal, they provide weekend meals to children from economically disadvantaged families. They're allowed to go in schools and put a bag of food in kids' backpacks for them to bring home. They're located in Roosevelt and serve over 300 schools in the state of Minnesota, mainly in the metro area. I've not heard of that. Have you?
No, I've not.
Wow. Reading Recovery. Well, okay. Reading Recovery Council, Concordia College, in Moorhead Heart Association. I think these are all different, right? The Reading Recovery.
Sounds that way.
Concordia College and the Heart Association.
Yes.
Alive and Kicking. Because they prove over and over again that seniors and elders have value, right? I would recognize Hope for Tomorrow, a mentoring organization, mentoring young teens in the Twin Cities since 1997. Young Life, great organization for teenagers. Individual mentions Second Harvest Heartland. Well, we're coming up on Second Harvest Heartland. Let's Kick Hunger is February 4th. So we're going to hear from some amazing people who are tied to Second Harvest Heartland, and they do great work. Shriners for Children, another fantastic organization. Donates to ALS. Are we ever making progress with ALS? Just seems so limited.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. Animal Humane Society. I donate to the Humane Society almost every year. They're an amazing place. Epilepsy of Minnesota in honor of our son. That hits home for me.
Yes.
As a father of a son who is an epileptic, who on Christmas Day ends up getting horribly sick, and then in the middle of the night, while vomiting, has a seizure. There are so many people in our country who deal with epilepsy. And if we can help some folks out in that area because of Q, because he's autistic. I also reach out to Autism Speaks. Reach out to St. David's, an amazing organization here in town. I reach out to Sharon and Karen Hands, Gillette Children's Hospital, Wounded Warriors. Who else comes to mind for you when you think of
them? You've named a lot of them.
Right.
You know, I think for most of us, we're, especially anybody who's had kids, is a complete sucker. I don't mean that in a bad way, but just for any charity that, you know, is, whether it's Children's Hospital, whether it's Gillette Children's, as you said, any charity that specifically is geared towards benefiting children that are struggling with disease, struggling with hunger. With
St. Jude's.
Bad living situations, whatever it is, making, you know, just preparing kids for the future. I think we're all, you know, we all have a spot in our heart for that. I mean, you know, for me, it's the one we've given the most of our attention to as a family is the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. That's because of my wife, and she deals with Crohn's on a daily basis. So it's something we give to every year that we fundraise for, that people like you, Adam Carter, Laura, other folks in the station have been kind enough to donate to the cause when we ask for it or come to events that we hold. And so that one means a lot to us. Like I said, because of my wife's situation and because of the work and the improvements that we've seen in the last 10 years, 11 years that we've been raising money for them. You know, when you see progress being made in whatever cause it is, but when you see it tangibly in front of you, it's an amazing thing to know that you're a small part, a big part, whatever part you are, that you are a part of it.
Well, you live this every day because Lindsay lives it every day.
Yeah.
And I know how much work the two of you put into this. It isn't just that Lindsay faces it and has had to make so many visits to Mayo Clinic and has had to alter many parts of her life. You're not just trying to raise the profile just to benefit Lindsay's, for others.
Yeah.
And well, I give you immense credit, and Lindsay in particular, all the work that you've done to try to help so many people.
She's not been dealt a great hand, but being part of the organization too, you see so many people that, you know, she can look at herself and say, well, they have it harder than me.
Yeah.
They are struggling more than me.
Right. Ovarian cancer, right? We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
With our guy, Tom Hauser, by the way, I'll give you an update. Tom, after a very hard fall in his driveway, CTs, he has no brain bleed. He has no concern there. He has incredibly sore ribs. He has a broken finger. But he's okay because it was, man, those falls on ice can really alter things bad.
Yeah. And he said the ribs is just a contusion.
Yep.
Not a broken rib,
not
thankfully, but still, ow.
And we talked to Tom about Carrie Dietzick passing away and then his sister Maggie, who also passed away, young like Carrie, so ovarian cancer. Kathleen, my ex-wife, battled melanoma. You know, so melanoma is out there and just, you know, we make progress with cancer, you see great success stories, and then there's somebody either you know or you know of, and it's amazing how powerful it is. So send me a few more. We got to crosstalk with Cook, right?
Oh, is he ready for that?
Well, we better be ready.
I don't know if that's in the contract for him.
Well, he better be here. Dan Cook is in for Jason. Crosstalk with Cook next.